Eagle Song by Joseph Bruschak, narrated by the author. Chapter 1. Segal.
Hey, Chief. Going home to your teepee? Danny Bigtree clenched his fists but kept walking. The November wind was cold against his face. It blew his long black hair over his eyes. He thought again of cutting it short. If he asked his mother to cut his hair, she might look at him in that way she had. She wouldn't tell him no, though. Even though her eyes might question his decision, he knew she would cut it if he asked. But he knew, too, that even with short hair, he'd still be noticed. The other boys would still say things like that. That's how it always was here in Brooklyn, especially if you were different. It would do no good to say, as he had once said to them back in September, "I'm not a chief. We're Iroquois, and we never lived in teepees. We lived in longhouses a long time ago, and now I live in an apartment building." They'd just laugh again. Then Tyrone and Brad would ask him where his war pony was. None of the boys followed him. They went back to their basketball game. Danny stopped at the corner and looked back to watch them play. He wasn't really interested in basketball, but the way they played it almost looked like fun. Some of them were really good, especially Tyrone. While Danny watched, Tyrone bounced the ball, cut around two of the other boys, jumped up and threw the ball in a high, long arc. It swished down through the basket. Brad, Tyrone's best friend, came over, and the two boys slapped their palms together in a high five. Danny sighed. He'd never played much basketball on the reservation. Lacrosse was his game, but nobody here played lacrosse. Danny found himself thinking again of what it had been like up at Akwesasne, the wide St. Lawrence River. He knew it was...